Yes, I think this is something which I really feel is very important. I mean, over the last maybe 30 or 40 years of my career, we've always been interested in actually taking one's science right the way through into commercial reality. And it's partly because I want to see the science develop, but it's also partly because, of course, it creates employment, it creates wealth, it creates interest within the United Kingdom as well. And so that's been a very important part of my philosophy over the years. Coming to the Institute here, it was an opportunity to actually develop that concept a lot further. And over the years, not only we had major contacts with industries worldwide, not just local or national, but also worldwide, we've also, of course, developed a number of spin-off companies which have taken the scientific developments out of the Institute and actually developed them further into commercial reality. We have now, from the Institute, directly from my own research group, 10 companies that have spun out. Until very recently, these were worth actually a lot of money. Of course, with the credit crunch, that's been reduced a little bit now. But they have created a lot of employment, both locally within the region, plus now internationally as well. And our first company, for example, is now a public company. It sits on both sides of the Atlantic. It has a research base here in Cambridge, employing about 60 or 70 people. It has activity in Montreal in Canada, Washington, D.C., plus the Isle of Man, where is the manufacturing site. And that would be a fairly typical example of the type of work that we've been doing.